Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. A man named Tony Carruthers is set to undergo the lethal injection tomorrow morning. His attorneys are worried that the drugs intended for him could be expired. The Department of Correction refuses to disclose expiration dates or confirm the drugs are in date. In unrelated lawsuits, the agency has fought court orders to disclose the dates. Governor Bill Lee has announced he won't grant clemency. Nashville's Metro Council passed a resolution last night urging a temporary moratorium on the Nashville Electric Service's new tree trimming policy. Following the historic ice storm, NES expanded the zone it clears between trees and power lines from 10 feet to 15 feet. The company is also cutting or trimming more vegetation directly below utility infrastructure. NES did not disclose the data used to change the policy. Multiple council members expressed concern for the lack of communication and transparency about the decision. Councilwoman Brenda Gadd, who represents a western district that encompasses Richland and Nob Hill, says NES should treat trees like living biological systems and consider amending its 15-foot policy.
That's being applied to every tree of every species in every neighborhood, regardless of whether that tree poses any meaningful risk to the power grid. Not all trees are alike. A willow tree grows fast and an oak grows slowly and holds. These are not opinions. They are biological facts and they matter when you're making pruning decisions.
She says there are examples of other cities and utilities that have adopted policies that cater to different tree types. NES told WPLN News that its arborists plan to continue the current trim cycle and that it will work directly with any customers who have concerns. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.
This is-